Hello, dedicated listeners. I am coming back to Dark History, the podcast where I talk about the darker side of history. I am coming at you with season 2. This season will be bigger and better than the last. Come back after this short sponsor break to hear the first episode of season 2. Hello. This is the Zodiac speaking. In the late 1960s, 5 known people were gruesomely murdered in the span of 10 months. The killer targeted young couples and a male cab driver. 2 of his attempted victims survived. The killer claimed to have killed 37 people total and is linked to many other cold cases. Today, we know this man as the Zodiac Killer. While the Zodiac might seem like any other killer, what sets the Zodiac apart from the others is the letters he left to local law enforcement and newspapers. His letters were meant to taunt and terrorize those that lived in Southern California. His letters threatened killing sprees and bombings if the letters were not printed. Many of the letters included ciphers and secret codes as to where, when, and who he would kill, as well as his identity. All of his letters would begin with the iconic and chilling sentence, "Hello, this is the Zodiac speaking." The first killings attributed to the Zodiac Killer were the shootings of high school students Betty Lou Jensen, aged 16, and David Arthur Faraday, aged 17. On December 20th, 1968, on Lake Herman Road in Benicia, California, they were on their first date and stopped their car in a lay-by after going out for dinner. Their bodies were found shortly after 11 p.m. More of the Zodiac's well-known killings include the death of Darlene Farron, aged 22, and Michael Migot, aged 19. They drove their car into a car park and saw a vehicle pull beside them. Before leaving, the car returned. The killer got out of the car, shone a flashlight in the couple's eyes, and shot them both multiple times. Michael Migot survived the attack despite being shot in the face, neck, and chest. Sadly, Darlene did not. The Zodiac's final confirmed murder occurred on October 11, 1969. The victim was a taxi driver named Paul Stein, aged 29. He picked up a white male passenger who asked to be driven to Washington and Maple Streets in Presidio Heights. Paul Stein drove one block past Maple Street to Cherry Street, and the passenger then shot him in the head, took his wallet, car keys, and a piece of Paul Stein's bloodstained shirt. On October 13th, the San Francisco Chronicle received a letter from the Zodiac claiming credit for the murder, which police had initially suspected to be a routine robbery. The letter sent by the Zodiac contained the piece of Paul Stein's bloodied shirt. Only a few of the Zodiac's ciphers were ever solved, but 51 years after the first murder, an amateur decoder claimed to have cracked many of the Zodiac's letters. The man who claimed to solve the Z13 and the Z32 is a French man named Faisal Zarawi. While the Federal Bureau of Investigation is unsure of whether he truly did crack the code, the name our amateur decoder produced as the identity of the Zodiac is Gary Francis Post. A deep internet search of Gary Francis Post provides a Facebook page, death certificate, and many news articles about this same topic. Photos of Gary F. Post show forehead scars that match to a police sketch of the Zodiac done in 1969. However, investigators are unsure if this is the infamous killer's real identity. While some children might fear the monsters that live in the shadows, the real monster to fear is the one that lives among us. The monster that walks the streets. The monster that we know personally. The monster of lies, deception, and anger. This episode of Dark History was written, researched, produced, and recorded by me. I would like to thank the many sites and sources that provided me with this information. Thank you to the Open Archives of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, inews.co.uk, The New York Times, and wired.com. Tune in every other week to hear about another dark event. Don't forget to share this podcast and follow me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, thanks for listening.